This is the point in the Palm Sunday Mass when everyone takes out their palms and starts to make little crosses out of them and ignores what the priest says in the sermon. Don't worry, that's what I did. So when I was a little kid, what goes around comes around. I love Holy Week, which starts today on Palm Sunday, because in a sense, it's a real ego trip for us priests. Holy Week really highlights holy orders, the priesthood. How so? Well, on Monday, all the priests gather in the cathedral for the Chrism Mass. A long line of over 100 priests walks into the church, two by two, shoulder to shoulder, and the congregation goes wild with applause, cheering for us. It's good to be me. On Holy Thursday, Jesus instituted both the Eucharist and the priesthood. Jesus gave to mere men the authority to do what he did at the Last Supper, namely, to hold his body and blood in our hands. At the Easter Vigil, we flex our priestly muscles by administering three sacraments on new Catholics: baptism, confirmation, and communion. Not even Superman has those superpowers. On Easter Sunday, we receive Easter cards and chocolate eggs, and everyone feels good about being Catholic. And they tell us how wonderful we are as their priests. At times like these, I recall what Monsignor Hébert once told me. I was his associate pastor at Christ the King in Little Rock, and I had delivered a decent homily. And I mentioned how people liked it. And he replied, "John, beware when all men speak well of you." John, beware when all men speak well of you. Monsignor always had a way of saying a lot with a little, something I never learned. Well, this past week, someone gave me a small pamphlet produced by Chick Publications. Have you heard of that? It's a stinging anti-Catholic literature that tries to show how Catholics are all wrong and headed to hell if they don't leave the church. There's this great section in the pamphlet on priests, especially the Pope. It says, Jesus says, many will come in his name pretending to be Christ. And this is what the Pope has done for centuries. It goes on, Roman Catholic doctrine claims the priest is so powerful that he can, at his command, call Jesus Christ out of heaven. They say the creator of all things must obey the wishes of a priest, to humble himself, to become a piece of bread, and to be handled by this all-powerful man-god, the holy priest of Rome. And finally, it states, if you're able to stomach what it says, God hates the Roman Catholic Mass. Jesus hates this false religious system. It has blasphemed his holy name, his holy word, and has deceived billions of people. And that's why today, after Mass, I've told the ushers that instead of handing out bulletins, they're going to give everyone this Chick Publications so you can finally know the truth about the Catholic Church. I'm just kidding. But my point is this. Just when you think that all men speak well of you, you see that all men do not speak well of you. My experience as a priest this Holy Week in Fort Smith was very similar to that of the first priest, Jesus, that first Holy Week in Jerusalem. Jesus is praised by the crowds as he rides triumphantly into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. The applause must have sounded a lot like the congregation in the cathedral clapping for us clergy walking into the chrism mass. However, Jesus must have thought of Monsignor Hebert's words as the people's praises rang in his ears. Beware when all men speak well of you. Why did Jesus think of those words? Well, because those had been Jesus' words. Back in the Sermon on the Plain in Luke chapter 6, verse 26, Jesus had said those words originally. In other words, people's praises are no more profound than the compliments that we pile on a Thanksgiving turkey when we say how big and beautiful it looks on Sunday, knowing that on Thursday, we are going to carve it up and cut it up for dinner. The praises of Palm Sunday, therefore, eventually eroded into the exclamations of execution on Good Friday, when the people demanded, "Crucify him, crucify him." Just when you think all men speak well of you, you realize that all men do not speak well of you. My friends, you probably know that the shifting sands of public opinion are not saved solely for Catholic priests. You too will sometimes win the approval and the applause of other people. And at other times, you will be the object of their opprobrium, their displeasure, and their hate. You may not be the topic of the next chick publications, but you may be the topic of office water cooler conversation, or the butt of jokes at a party, or the fodder of family gossip. Don't be like me and get an ego trip when people praise you. And then don't be like me and feel crushed when they complain about you. Rather, be like Jesus. Here are two ways you can be more like Christ in the face of people's opinions. First of all, beware when all men speak well of you. Why? Well, because they probably won't speak well of you for very long before they start to criticize you. That is, do not put any stock in human opinion at all. And secondly, learn to love only what God may think of you. God's opinion of us never changes. He always loves us as a father loves his son. No, better, as a grandmother loves her grandchildren. That's how God loves us. That's what God thinks of us. I cannot wait to walk into the cathedral for the Chrism Mass on Monday evening and hear the cheers of the congregation who love their priests. But in the back of my mind will be Monsignor Hebert's little voice, quietly reminding me, they are probably praising you like they praise their annual Thanksgiving turkey. Praised be Jesus Christ.